Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Scott?
Yes.
Hi, Scott. My name's Jesse. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that.
What's the name of your company, Jesse?
Yeah, absolutely. It's Local Splash. Got like a splash
Local
of water.
Splash. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, we're a Google Premier channel partner. I can text you over actually the Google partner directory so you can just verify that information yourself. was that the only question though you had aside from the price?
No, I mean, price is one thing. Time is the other thing. How's this going to work? What am I going to see different?
Okay. So first off, our term rates, we're month to month. So Scott, we don't have any contracts. There's no hidden fees, no extra taxes, no lead fees, nothing like that. We actually work on a performance base. So, and then, I'm sorry, what was the other question? Terms and one other question, right? You said?
Well, no, you answered the length of term, the price.
Okay, well, so yes, as far as pricing goes, I do have your file here. Now, I'm just looking over it right now. Your service area is about 100 miles.
Yes.
So do you typically like going that far, or is it just kind of if there's a really good job out there, you'll go?
There's a little bit of market we're missing by not going out that far.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So.
I think we're represented pretty well right in Victoria, right around Victoria. We get a pretty good bunch of calls. I think we're missing a lot of calls that are maybe 30 to, 75 miles away.
Okay. Now here's the thing, Scott, as far as Google goes, in order to target that far away, the only way that you're going to be able to do that is through Google Ads. So there's no way within the local listing that you're going to be able to target something that's that far away if that's specifically what you're wanting. So now Google Ads do tend to be a little bit pricier. We do have ways to target further away, not on Google. So the local listing, Scott, it'll give you about, a 30-mile radius. We do have Facebook ads. Facebook ads actually have a higher percent conversion across all industries than Google ads do. And they're, not as expensive. So you're kind of getting more bang for your buck, essentially. So, I mean, with that package, with the Facebook and Google local listing package, I can do that package itself for $249 month to month. If you wanted to target specifically only on Google, though, that the Google ad package and local listing, I would have to do that package for $449 month to month.
That's more. Hey, right now I'm with Thrive. I don't get a lot of personal attention on that, and I may not from y'all either. Once they get you on their automatic draft,
How long have you been with them though?
Shit, forever.
Oh, like more than a year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like 10 years or
wow,
whatever.
10 years? Okay.
I mean, a long time. And I just, when it was part of the telephone business, and then,
Yellow Pages
became an internet business, the hard copy was not important. And, that started with Yellow Pages. And then eventually they realized that that was going no place. So they went to the internet and so I've been with them for a while.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because the way that essentially the way that Thrive works is, they're just not as active on their SEO, like their search engine optimization,
yep.
as we are. I mean, right. I had a customer that switched from them to us, and he was telling me that they, in their first month, for some reason, didn't do any actual marketing. I don't know why, but, you know, and then in the first month of being with us, he got a $12,000 job from Google. So, I mean, it's really, the way that they operate their search engine optimization is just different than we do. And I've actually heard they're pretty expensive. I'm not sure what you're paying for them, though.
Who's that?
Thrive? Yeah.
Yeah, they are. Well, yeah, they are.
So,
and
you paying
really
more than
$400? Like I said, I'm getting really, really good local coverage. I'm getting really good local coverage, but yeah, around $400 is their monthly charge.
Well,
and
I'm
tired of that because I don't think I'm doing that well in like you said, in the search engine optimization.
And if you were to take, you know, allocate those funds to us here, Scott, I mean, at least you would be able to get Google Ads out of that, you know, which is really essentially how you're going to target specifically for their way. And with us, the Google Ads, the way they work is $300 of that is spent in your ad spend for the month. So I'm sure you know that Google Ads, their pay-per-click campaign. So once the clicks run out, then it just cuts off. So you're not going over any type of budget or anything like that. If you did it on your own, there's really no way to manage that budget. And sometimes people end up spending like $600-$700 on Google Ads. But we have a way to allocate that and make it so that it cuts off after that ad spend, unless you wanted to add to it. Of course, you can always do that. But, that really is enough exposure to get you out there and get your name on Google Ads that people can see you much further away. But we do also get you up to 60 directory listings. We get your company on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice-activated systems like Alexa, as well as Bing's first page. And I know you have a website here, but, I mean, with that package, I also could include a fully 5-page customized website as well.
Yeah, and I'm happy with the website. I don't really see anything wrong with that. I think, you know, what I suck at is getting ranked higher on our search engine.
Well, I mean, so I know you're doing a few different services, right? Pressure washing. You're doing striping services. I mean, I know obviously your company name is Page Striping. Is that what you're doing more, like your bread and butter for your company?
Yeah, that's it, and the strapping drives the pressure wash. Basically, it's the jobs that we get to stripe that we pressure wash. So the strapping is the main thing that drives the other things, like the, you know, signage and pressure washing and all those.
So let's see for
with the striping jobs, yeah. You know.
For your area, I just put in as a keyword for striping parking lots. At least on the first page for that, those keywords, you know, which actually is pretty niche, you know. So for something like that, you should be coming up. And right now, it looks like the people I see coming up are going to be Rose Paving Lot Striping. I see the, it looks like we have here Parking Lot Striping, South Texas Striping. Do you know any of these?
Yeah, no, they're a major competitor. They're a major competitor, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so these are some of the first people
that
are coming
out. Is that on a Google search? Is that on a Google search?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
So we would at least be able to rank
you
higher for these.
How do you think he's getting listed and I'm not?
I mean, he could just be working with a different company, you know. I mean, I just honestly, Thrive is just, I don't know why it's, like I said, specifically what they're doing, but as far as search engine optimization goes, they're just not the greatest company specifically for that. I know they have other services that you know, are, can be super helpful. I know they do, like, you know, tracking. You can, like, track all of your customer, you know, stuff like that. They have, like, other back-end stuff that's super helpful. But their search engine optimization is just not, I would say, their biggest thing, which is surprising for a company, actually, that was as big as the Yellow Pages.
I know, and that's always been my gripe with them. I don't care about all that, you know, all the stuff. We can generate invoices, we can do this, and we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to get the phone call. I'll take it from there if I get the phone call, you know.
Well, I mean, Scott, you could at least start with our 249 package. Just give it a shot, see how it works out. I mean, I would suggest Facebook ads anyways, you know, since they do have a higher percent conversion. You know, and you're spending less to get that.
I don't see any of those from any of my competitors. That's one thing.
See any Facebook ads?
I don't see any Facebook ads from any of my competitors.
Well, I mean, if you don't see them, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not there, but I mean, at the same time, if they were not doing that specific type of advertising, that would be better for you. But the way that it works, Scott, essentially, if somebody's going to look for your keywords within your service area, and then they go to their Facebook, your ad will be popping up there in their news feed. So we do retargeted ads. So people have to be looking for the services for it to be coming up. So it's something that they're already interested in looking for. And then your ad will be popping up there. I mean, I'm not sure if you've ever done a search for, like, shoes or something, you know, and then all of a sudden you have an ad for it in your Facebook. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
So it would be essentially like that, you know, which is what makes them so successful. Because they're, you know, retargeted. When somebody, it's like planting the seed, essentially. That, like, oh, okay, I was already looking for this. Let me check out this person. So, I mean, if your other competitors were not doing that, it
would... Okay, so I see what you're saying. So if they're looking for it on whatever search engine,
mm-hmm.
then you target them on Facebook? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You see them looking at...
Facebook recognizes that person as a potential client for you. So that's how they're able to capture that and retarget it onto that person's news feed.
Oh, but that's if they're looking for that service?
Yes, correct.
That they get retargeted to Facebook?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
And how do, you know, so, and that is if they're looking for it on any search engine?
Yeah, anywhere online.
Any browser? Anywhere
correct.
Online?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah, I can see that. That might be effective. So basically, there's no way really for me to know who, if we try this, if we try just the basic service, there's no real way really for me to know that's generating work unless I just ask them where did you see this or
no so
how did you
get
our name?
You can absolutely ask that 100%. Yeah, so we have a fully customized tracking and reporting system that we offer. So it comes with our services. So you're able to see all the keywords you're listed for, you know, how many clicks you're receiving on your Facebook ads, on the Google local listing. You're able to see, you know, even where the searches are being performed from, like the areas that they're coming from and what areas they're targeting. So you're able to see everything on the back end of your account going on. But we can also add what's called a call tracking number, Scott. And the call tracking number makes it so you can directly see the calls coming from Google or Facebook straight from there.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it, though. The call tracking number is optional. You know,
I've done that before.
Yeah, you don't sound like you were too happy with it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was too beneficial.
Oh, okay. Well, it, yeah, again, that's totally optional, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to try it for a month or two.
Okay. Okay.
And, you know, and you said it's a month.
Absolutely. I mean, we do ask everybody to
so
give it.
So how much notice do you require?
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
How much notice do you require to terminate?
Well, that's a great question. So I actually read what's called a voice verification, and in the voice verification, it outlines the service agreement. So I'll end up telling you this again, but you just need to let us know 3 days before your next billing is due, 3 business days.
And how do I let you know?
Through customer service. You just call in. I will text you and email you the phone number for customer service. I always just suggest it's best to save it in your phone anyway, because your account management team will always be calling you from the same number. It's an 877 number. In fact, if you have a pen and paper and want to write it down, I can always give that to you right now.
Okay. All right.
It's 877-635-6225.
And that number is for customer service?
Correct. And then my extension, Scott, is 2267. So I will not personally be handling your account or setting it up, but I'm still available if you needed something escalated or, you know, whatever it may be, had a question. I may not always have the answer, but at least I'd be able to get somebody that will get it to you as soon as possible.
And this is local. Splash. And that was extension 2667?
2267.
Oh, I'm sorry. 2267.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Okay, so what do we do to start it, to try it for a couple of months?
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and just get some basics about your company, set you up for payment, and then set you up for a client interview. The client interview, Scott, that will be tomorrow or the next day, whatever you have more free. And that phone call will be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. It's just where they're going to start setting up your account and getting you introduced to your account management team. Now, just so you know, the whole timeline for everything, from 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard as well as your directory submissions, and then making sure we do what's called a NAPW cleanup. It's name, address, website, phone number, making sure all your information is accurate and correct. From 10 to 12 days, we're going to get you on mobile devices. From 7 to 14 days, we'll get the Facebook ads up and running. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything will begin to appear there on that first page. Now, for you, I know that'll probably happen a lot quicker just because you already have some online presence. So like your Google business profile and everything. Typically, we give that timeline to people that don't even have a Google business profile. So you're ahead of the game in that sense. So, but we have to under-promise and over-deliver. Sure.
So we decided on the local service, not the Google ads, I mean the Facebook ads. Is that correct? Is that how you understood me?
Well, I thought you wanted to do the, not the Google ads, right? So the $249 package.
The $249 package, right?
Yes. Yeah, that includes the Google, the Facebook ads. So that comes with them.
Just not the Google ads. Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, I misunderstood. All right.
Okay, perfect. So now, Scott, I did try to send you a text message earlier, and it didn't go through. Is this phone number we're talking on, is it like a landline or something?
No. Well, okay. You know what? My landline rolls over to my cell phone, so that could be the case. Did you call 1333 last quarter?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, that's my landline.
Okay, is there, just, you know, because sometimes they'll send you text messages and stuff. It's just helpful to have that on here. Do you mind if I put a cell phone number? Okay.
No, not at all. So it's 361.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's 361-571-3314.
Okay, perfect. And then, Scott, what's your last name?
Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L.
All right. And what is the best email for you?
Okay, I just changed my email. Mine got hacked last week. My email address is powell.scott71@yahoo.com.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and send you over an email right now. It's just from my my personal work email. So you have everything that's included in the package. Again, it will have my extension and phone number there as well, just so you have that for your records. So I'm sending that over to you right now. All right. So, and then the best address for you is that I do have one here. I believe it's 202 Goldenrod.
That's a physical address. My main business address is a post office box.
Okay. Well, since you already have a Google Business profile, you don't need to worry about that. We won't be mailing you anything as far as that goes. But this would be a good address for like billing and all of that, correct? The 202.
Well, my billing address is the post office box.
Okay. All right. Let me hit that address then. What is that one?
I mean, I can receive mail like that, but I don't like to mix my business and my personal mail. This stuff gets lost.
Okay. No problem. What would that address be then?
Yeah, it's PO Box 4588.
Okay.
Victoria, Texas, 77903.
I'm sorry, you said 4988, right?
4588.
45, okay. All right. Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to get some basics here about the company. Scott, now anything I'm going to mention is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. So just first off, what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
We take phone calls, I would say 6 days a week.
Okay. And that, like, 8 to 5?
7 to 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, do you have any, I'm not sure if it's required at all for your industry, but do you have any proof of licensing or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And then so you already have your website. You're wanting to just keep that website, right? All right. Okay. And then now it didn't sound like you would be too interested in the call tracking number, right?
No.
Okay. And then do you have a Facebook business profile? I think I might have seen one. I'd have to go back. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I did find it.
I believe we do. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it here. All right. Perfect. Now, do you want to add anybody as an authorized user on the account? Scott,
yes.
A partner, spouse. Okay. Who would that be?
Christopher Powell.
Okay.
He's my business partner.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So I got all the information I need here. Let me go ahead and set up your client interview. Let's see what I have available. So tomorrow's mostly open. Are you more available Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday would be fine.
Okay. Are you more available in the mornings, the evenings-ish?
I would say, yeah, around 10-ish.
Yeah, perfect. We can do that. Wonderful. So it'll be from 10 to 11. Scott, the whole phone call will not last an hour. Just allow that hour.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, it definitely won't last an hour. Don't worry about that. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay? So, got all the information
okay.
I need here. But I'll make a note to try to make it as close to 10 as possible. They're usually really good about calling on the hour. Just sometimes they have other people that come up before, so. All right. Wonderful.
So on the call tracking number, but getting back to that, that's where you put a number, a different number than our real number on there.
Correct.
So that
yeah.
You can tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it.
I don't like that.
Yeah, some people do, some people don't. I mean, it's just a preference.
Yeah.
You know, I would say it's kind of like having a business line, you know, but it's just essentially that people call you and then it's directed to your personal number, but it isn't a personal number listed online anywhere. And then it does come with an app. And then, of course, in the tracking system we give you, you can track specifically the calls coming from Google and or Facebook. So, you know, it's just a nice tool to have. But, you know, if you ever change your mind, you absolutely can do that too. So you don't have to do it
okay.
right now. But if you want to do it in the future, you totally can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have all the information, Scott, I need here. So are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Probably Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Well, are you going to hit it right now?
Yeah, correct. The secure the payment to set you up for your client interview.
Okay. I've kind of learned the hard way on these deals. These sales over the phone, you've made the deal when you give them your number.
Well, I mean, Scott, I'm here for you. So, I mean, you have my extension, right? I'm not going anywhere. I've been with this company for 5 years. So, I mean, if you ever feel like you're not getting what you need, which I never had that happen with any of my clients, you can always reach me directly at my extension and I'll get on them to do something different. So, you know, I definitely want to make sure that you're getting taken care of. Absolutely.
So I'm still thinking about the call tracking thing, and so I can change my mind on that tomorrow.
Absolutely. I mean, honestly, personally, I would suggest it. You know, I just think it's just an extra tool, you know. Can't hurt, right?
Especially if I can tell which search engine it's coming from.
100%.
Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right. I'm ready for you here.
I think I'm going to do that. So.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Awesome. Got that.
That's just part of the basic service, right?
Yeah, like I said, anything I mention is going to be included, so you don't have to pay anything additional. Now, the call tracking number itself is included with the service. They will ask you in the client interview if you want to do a greeting, and that costs just a one-time fee of $19, but you don't have to do that. And just the greeting is basically if somebody calls, then it'll say, "You've reached paid striping. Press 1 for blah, blah, blah. Press 2." And that does also help to eliminate any type of spam callers or anything like that. It's really helpful for that. But you don't have to do that. So.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm ready for you here, Scott.
Okay. This is actually a Visa debit card.
Okay, perfect.
All right. 4606.
Uh-huh.
0500.
Mm-hmm.
0279-5370.
Okay, and then
824.
Okay, and then the security code.
972.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now, Scott, is I'm updating and processing the payment for the 249. I'm going to read that voice verification to you. So, again, this is just outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. It's also just an added form of protection for you. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay?
Just a second. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine. So it's Scott, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Page Striping.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Scott Powell, partner.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Correct.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
So now, Scott, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money, and if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. So at this time, I'm going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you ever have any doubt about who's calling, just ask them the security question, and they'll have to give the response you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
First pet.
That's my favorite. What was that?
Adolf.
A-D-O-S?
A-D-O-L-P-H. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Was it a dog or?
Did I say P-H?
Yes, but it's F, right?
It's A-D-O-L-F.
Yeah, okay. Oh, perfect. Got that. So, now, Scott, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Well, how would that arise? What do you mean?
Well, if we just contact you or, you know, like, let's say, for the client interview, you know, if for some reason you missed the call, just that you agreed to be responsive to our email and phone call for that within at least 24 hours.
Okay. Do y'all make the same assurance to me?
Yes, actually we do. So we do, if you reach out to us, we have to get back to you within 24 hours. So that is also our rule as well. So, absolutely. So now, Scott, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of July 10th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 10th of the month in the amount of $249. Now, Scott, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand that
that's
these
the
renewal cancellation? I'm sorry, what
is
was that?
Is that the 7th?
The 10th.
Would that be the 7th? I would contact you on the 7th. Is that within the 19th?
Well, so it's 3 business days, so like today is the 10th, right?
Three
like
business
let's just
days.
Say yeah, let's just say it
okay.
was today, right? Then the 3 business
yeah,
days
I
before
got
would be
understand business day.
The 5th. Yeah. Okay. All right. Perfect.
All right.
So yeah, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So, that's all done. Now, just the last thing that I need from you before you're good to go for your client interview is you should have received a couple of text messages just now. I'm going to text you over one that's just a link. It's in one of the text messages. I know there are a few, so I don't want it to be too confusing. I'm sending you over just a link right now. Let me know when you get that.
You say. Well, my phone's acting up.
Oh no! Are you able to? Yeah. Are you able to access your emails?
Just a second. Just a second. I'm not able to. My screen's not coming up. Let's see. Well, my phone. My screen's not coming up, so I can't see that.
No problem. You're not near a computer at all, are you? The last thing that I need from you, just Scott, is to just sign our terms. It's just everything that we discussed in writing, and then it'll take you to a page that will be for your client dashboard. So I just wanted to kind of go through that. I mean, it'll take just a couple of minutes, really. So if I could email that over to you just so you would have that and open it there since it's not coming up on your phone.
Yeah, my screen is blank. Well, that's weird. I've got... Still there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. All
right. I just emailed you over the terms, if you're able to access a computer.
Okay, I'm pulling it up. Jessica
yeah.
Corn?
Mm-hmm, correct.
Okay. Yeah.
So I did send you two emails, but the one that you need to look at says terms on the heading there.
Yeah, that's the one I pulled up.
Okay, perfect. So the link that you press on, it says My Local Splash Terms, and then it has your phone number. Let me know when you're able to press on that. It'll take you
okay,
to a
well,
page.
Okay, well, I'm looking at it. It says, okay, thank you for choosing, blah, blah, blah. We sent a copy of the invoice to the email
mm-hmm.
we have on the file. Please click here, which is, localspecs.com terms. That's
yeah.
The link.
Uh-huh, correct.
Okay.
So it'll take you to the page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you get there.
industry as we go in.
Okay. Well, so just like I said, this is everything we discussed in writing, but what's included is the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions, the Facebook ads, the advanced reporting, and live client support. So Google Ads, Google Guaranteed, and Google Workspace are all things you can upgrade to, but those are not included in this package. So take your time, look that over. When you're done.
Yeah, okay. I'll see the top. Mobile phone, blah, blah, that's right. Okay, $249,
mm-hmm.
which is a local bundle of $149 plus $100 Facebook ads.
Correct.
Okay.
And then you just would scroll to the bottom. There's a little white box that says I certify I'm the authorized mm-hmm. holder of the card. And then in the orange box, mm-hmm. You just type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know.
Okay, so sign quick here. Well, I'm clicking the boxes, but nothing's happening.
So the little white box that says I'm the authorized holder of the card, you press that on it?
Oh, I see. No, I did not.
Okay. Yeah, it should turn it blue.
Way up there. Okay. Okay. All right. Now I'll try it. Okay. All right. It wants a local name, and I mean a username and a password.
Perfect. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. You don't have to worry about that right now. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So just look out for that. It'll be emailed and texted to you. So that will come through. And then other than that, you have everything that you need. I'm super excited for you, Scott. You're absolutely going to love this. I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the local Squash family. Absolutely, 100%. Well, we are here for you. So did you have any other questions, though, at all or anything?
Decision. I'm going to be in contact at around 10-ish tomorrow. Is that correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you know who will contact me? Or
No. There's a couple of people that do the client interviews. So I can't say specifically who would be doing that. But, yeah, they'll be calling between 10 and 11. So just look out for that call. And they'll be calling from the 877 number. So, just again, I suggest you just to save that in your phone.
That 877-635-6225?
Correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. All righty.
All right. Perfect. All right. Well, I really do appreciate it. And, you know, if you think of anything, you can always give me a ring, okay?
Okay, Jesse, I hope this works.
Absolutely. You know, you're definitely going to love the job you're getting from Google.
Get one. It'll be money well spent if I get one job. So.
Oh, well, that's, all right. You know, we hope to get more than that for sure.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
All right. Honey. All right, Scott, have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.